Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Jackson Lloyd. Jackson is the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast for the Rise Network and an NBA writer for Roll Call Sports. We discuss the latest happenings with the Minnesota Timberwolves, including Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns, and so much more. Jackson is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
New video game, a phone, maybe a bike?
Give your kids a gift they'll love, the gift of learning. Give them OutSchool. OutSchool offers live, affordable, online, interactive classes for all kids pre-K through high school. With a wide variety of subjects from video game design and movie animation to private instrument lessons and zookeeping, OutSchool has something fun and inspiring for every kid. Right now, you can save $15 on your child's first class at OutSchool.com/give and use code GIVE.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, T-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. We could talk about our soft fabrics, or how we donate one item for every item you buy. But we think our customers said it best, so we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair for my son and didn't want to give them back.
Give an item when you buy an item and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/comfy. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
You paid to do.
Exactly. Dirk was 1 for 12 at halftime of that game. For three, Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards for three. Good. Edwards against Kleba. And he'll rise in fire for three. And it's another one good for Anthony Edwards. He's made back-to-back. Good hand by the White Powell. And the drive by Carl Anthony Towns. Punched it away. Deflected pass is caught by Towns. And a layup inside for Carl Anthony Towns. Towns just went 2 for 2 at the line. Mavericks were up 16. Towns made it a 14-point game. Beverly way upstairs. Towns also upstairs to follow it home. Towns driving hard and scoring to make it a 3-point game.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Bally Sports, and that was Minnesota Timberwolves players Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns in action against the Dallas Mavericks for March 21st of 2022. To talk more about Anthony as well as Carl Anthony Towns and the rest of the things happening currently with the Minnesota Timberwolves, we want to welcome him to the program. He's the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast as part of the Rise Network and also an NBA writer for the Roll Call Sports Network. Let's welcome Jackson Lloyd. Jackson, welcome to the program, my man.
Hey, Ed. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. As this interview is airing, I mean, what a month of March that the Timberwolves are having. I mean, as we get closer to the end of the regular season, as teams continue for this playoff push, I want to start off with Anthony Edwards for a moment. We have a lot of rising stars in the NBA under the age of 25. Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, Trae Young, Brandon Ingram, just to name a few. Where does Anthony Edwards fit in the mix of all of this?
Well, I'm probably higher than most on Anthony Edwards. I have been saying for the bulk of this season, given how he's played, how the team has played, and just how I think he projects moving forward, that he needs to be compared with the Lukas, the Zions, the Jason Tatums, kind of that upper echelon of young players, to where you're seeing them and you're wondering, are they going to be a future MVP? Are they going to be a future All-NBA first-team player? Anthony Edwards is a franchise cornerstone, and I think that he can be one of, if not the best player on a championship team in time.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, Anthony, his playing style, he's extremely athletic. And also, we mentioned about stars currently under the age of 25. How could I forget about Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies? But definitely Anthony is someone that's definitely somebody you can put into the mix as well. I want to stay with Anthony for a moment. Jackson, what are some of the differences that you've seen from Anthony from this year as opposed to his rookie campaign last year?
This year to last, a lot of it stylistically is the same. I just think that he's a lot better as a player because he's taken a leap as a pull-up jump shooter. He has the pull-up three where it's not just if he's not getting to the rim, you're forcing him to take jumpers, he's going to settle and he's probably going to miss. I think that he is a legitimate threat off the dribble. I think that that paired with his ability as a driver to put his head down and get to the rim, just that combination makes him lethal as a player. And then defensively, I think that playing defense in the NBA as a young player is difficult, and more often than not, you're going to be struggling. And for him, I just think that getting that more seasoning, playing along guys like Jared Vanderbilt, Jaden McDaniels, Patrick Beverley, kind of defensive-slanted, defensive-minded players have allowed him to kind of take that next step. I'm not saying that he's going to make an all-defensive team this year or that he's one of the better defenders in the league yet, but I think that he's showing promise on that end, and I think that there is a reality or there is a circumstance where he's one of the better defensive players at his position, and I think that in time that'll kind of be the common takeaway with his game, that he's a legitimate two-way player in the league.
How far away do you think he's from being considered for an MVP?
I think that this season he had a pretty good all-star case. Obviously, Andrew Wiggins and DeJounte Murray made the team. I thought that if you're Brandon Ingram, if you're Anthony Edwards, you could be feeling some type of way about that. Not to take anything away from those two players. They're tremendous, well-deserved. But just looking at it from that point of view, I think he's already an all-star caliber player. As for next season and beyond, that's when I think we get into, okay, the goal is to make an all-NBA team. The goal is to be top 14 in your conference, get a home court playoff series, win a playoff series, build towards contention. And then once you get your age 24, 25, 26 season, I think that this may be a player that we're looking at, okay, he's going to be on MVP ballots. I'm not saying that he's going to be the best player in the league. I know competition is going to be really tough with Giannis and Luka and Jokic, but I think that, you know, beyond those first few guys, when we get into future MVP candidates, his name has to be towards the top of the list. And I think that, you know, why not? Year 5, 6, 7, that's definitely something that I'm almost expecting at this point.
Yeah, definitely. Anthony Edwards, one of the rising stars that we'll definitely keep our eyes on for years to come. And speaking of someone that we've kept our eyes on for a minute, he's been the franchise player for the Minnesota Timberwolves, Karl Anthony Towns. Karl has been through a lot within these past 2 years, but man, what a season that he's had so far this year, winning the NBA three-point contest during the All-Star weekend in Cleveland, and then on this magnificent run so far with the Timberwolves as we get closer to the playoffs. Give me your thoughts on Cat and his play this season.
This has been one of the best months of his professional career, like you said. And then not only did he win a three-point contest, he also won Player of the Week last week. This is kind of Karl Anthony Towns coming into his own. And I think that everybody knows that he's a talented offensive player, gifted shooter. He can just light up the scoreboard. But I really think what has kind of pushed him into that, you know, level of performance is how well he's performing on drives, because he's always had skill as a jump shooter. He could always post up. But when you can post up and when you can shoot, teams are going to send help. They don't want you to beat them that way. What's the way to counter that? Face up, drive to the basket. And it's just kind of easier to operate from the mid post on your drives like that, whether it's driving to the rim and getting fouled or just making the extra pass, kick out pass. More talented team around him now. Previous years, a lot of bricklayers on the Timberwolves, but this season, D'Lo, Ant, that's adequate supporting help. And you have guys like Patrick Beverley, Malik Beasley, Torian Prince, who's recently come into his own, playing really good down the stretch. Those guys are, I would say, better shot makers than he's had around him for the bulk of his career, and we're just kind of seeing it all come together and manifest itself on this playoff push.
Jackson, you mentioned that about Cat being so skilled for his size. There's a lot of skilled big men in the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, and then you can add Karl Anthony Towns to the mix as well. We talk about, you know, Embiid, Jokic, and even Giannis from time to time. They show off their long-range shooting. Do you think Cat's long-range shooting is the underrated part of his game?
Well, in terms of all-time standing, I think that he's the second-best big man shooter of all time behind Dirk. I know that recently some people have kind of put him towards the top of that, but me personally, just the way Dirk was able to shoot out of the post, turnaround jumpers, the one-foot fade, everybody knows that trademark shot. So got to give him the nod over Cat. However, I don't think Karl-Anthony Towns is a good shooter comparatively to centers. I think that he is flat out a great shooter. He is a guy that you're always thinking, shoot the ball every single time you get it, just green light. And it's almost to the point where there's not a bad shot on the floor for him. I think that whenever he shoots it, I think the ball is going in. Just looking at it, he's about 58% from two, 41% from three on five attempts a game. And it's really rare to be not only that good of a shooter, but have it be at a position where a lot of these big guys, the comfort isn't there as a shooter. And if it is, a lot of times the defense will allow them to take that shot. If it's a Valanciunas or a Jokic or a Miles Turner, you kind of have to pick your poison with certain players. And oftentimes just letting them hoist that semi-contested three is a better alternative than them scoring inside the lane. But for Cat, it's really – you really just got to hope that you send help, he turns it over, and it kind of happens that way because he is a lethal jump shooter. I think that – offhand, he's probably top 8 to 10 shooter in the world, and just a tremendous skill set. And I truly think that he is not only an elite shooter for a big man, he is an elite shooter, period.
Cat is somebody we've mentioned. We talked about Anthony Edwards possibly being an MVP candidate within the next 3 to 5 years or so. But in this current MVP race, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, also, you could put Luka Doncic in the mix as well, Ja Morant, Jason Tatum, LeBron James, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Where does Cat fit in the mix in this year's MVP race?
I don't think that Cat has a great MVP argument. I do think that as of right now, you know, 10, 11, 12 games remaining for various teams, that I think he is a lock for All-NBA, and I think that he should be the All-NBA second-team center, assuming the NBA allows dual positional flexibility for Embiid and Jokic. I think those two will be on the first team, and then second team will be between Cat and Rudy Gobert. Obviously a great player in his own right, but I just think the recent stretch for Cat, paired with he's played about 400 more minutes than Gobert this season, has kind of put him into that mix for All-NBA second team, especially that it was always Cat's playing tremendous. But the basketball the Timberwolves are playing doesn't matter. Late in the season, these games don't mean anything. They're playing for lottery balls. They're not in the play-in, playoff mix. That's completely flipped. This season, every single game matters. Every night, it's playoff mentality. Don't want to get carried away, but it's more or less must-win situation if you want to avoid the play-in and just be a top six team straight up. So, for me, I think Cat fixes right into that second team, and he's been, I don't know, a top 10, top 12 player. There's something along those lines.
All right. I want to move along now to some important players that have been paying off big dividends for the T-Wolves this year. D'Angelo Russell, what a player he's been for the T-Wolves since he's arrived from Brooklyn. You know, D'Angelo has been one of the scorers for Minnesota this year, doing what he's done best. And give me your thoughts on D'Angelo and his play for Minnesota this year.
I think that he's been essential for them. And we saw earlier in the season he was dealing with a little bit of those minor ankle ailments. The team struggled. They started 4-9 when he was in and out of the lineup. Now he's back. Now they're looking tremendous. I think that especially paired with another high-usage guard like Anthony Edwards, a high-usage player like Karl-Anthony Towns, it's really important and awesome that the Timberwolves have a guard in Russell who's incredibly play the one or two. He's comfortable both with the ball and without the ball. High-volume three-point shooter. The shot's been hit or miss at times this season, but regardless of that, every single night you can feel his imprint and impact on the game. He's one of the better passers in the league. I think that he's great finding cutters. Just watching him play with Vanderbilt, Malik Beasley, Torian Prince, and Jaden McDaniels, I think that all of those guys have benefited playing alongside him. He just makes the game so much easier for those kind of more reliant role players. And just his timing and ability to hit them and spots where they can score and convert on the floor is huge.
You mentioned about D'Angelo Russell making things easy for those gentlemen. Well, one player that makes things extremely hard for opposing players is Patrick Beverley. I mean, when you talk about defense and you talk about trash talking at its best, I mean, Patrick Beverley is one that's not afraid to get in your face and then some. Give me your thoughts on Patrick and his play this season.
He's been excellent. That's why he's on the contract extension. I think that the trade with Culver to Memphis couldn't have worked out any better for the Timberwolves. You get, you know, it's kind of cliche. You get a tone center, a guy who can disrupt the culture, bring you back to winning ways, and I'm ecstatic with his play this season. Minor gripes being, you know, Pat Bev is a double-edged sword. Sometimes he makes poor decisions offensively, taking some erratic shots. He's going to get technical fouls. He'll occasionally get thrown out of the game, but just the his overall ability to defend ones and twos, just having someone who can take quicker players. And then also, if need be, he will guard bigger offensive players, bigger guards like a Luka Doncic on occasion. And, yeah, he's not always going to succeed, but you're going to hear it. He's going to tell you that he's there, he's about it. And I think that he fits in nicely alongside three high-usage players. He doesn't care whether he shoots the ball 7 times or 2 times or 17 times. He's just going to play his role, defend, and I think that he pairs well both with the starting five and alongside kind of more bench-slanted units where, you know, he might have to run the team, but he can fit in next to a staggered lineup where it's only D'Lo or it's only Ant on the floor. He can play next to Jalen Noel. So I think that he's almost in everything this team needs in some ways.
All right, and a couple of more players I want to mention. Malik Beasley, also Taurean Prince, and Jared Vanderbilt. And I know, you know, Malik has been someone that's kind of, that's been pretty solid and pretty consistent for the T-Wolves this year. And, of course, Taurean Prince has done his part in the front court as well as Jared Vanderbilt. Just give me your thoughts on those players and how their seasons have gone.
Jared Vanderbilt, this is kind of heating up nationally, but sneaky all-defense case. There are some gripes offensively. Yes, he has some hands issues. Yes, he's really only scoring on slip screens and putbacks, but just a tremendous energy to him. He's been essential, nice, snug fit alongside Karl Anthony Towns. I really think that he empowers the team defensively, whether he's guarding at the point of attack or, you know, in an off-ball helper role. I think that he gives him some size at the four spot. Taurean Prince, really slow start, coming off ankle injury, or ankle surgery, I should say, in the offseason. It took him a while to find his footing. Some people even wanted him moved at the deadline. I was more or less indifferent about that happening. And he's remained with the team. And that's almost felt like they acquired a new player because he's flipped the script. He's been a completely different player than he was in November, December. And they've needed his shooting. He's aggressive in transition. He runs the floor well, fills the lane. And then that brings us to Malik Beasley, who he is probably the best shooter on the team. It's between him and D'Lo. He can come off screens, movement shooter, and he's going to get high volume of three-point attempts off, kind of regardless of the defense, regardless of the coverage. He's going to continue to take his shots. That's going to lead to some streaky shooting, some cold nights, but regardless, he's going to be, you know, relentless, just firing away. He's going to remain confident, and I think that his athleticism, it goes well with his team, especially, you know, they're second in pace this year. They're trying to play faster, get out in transition, play off their stops. They force a ton of turnovers defensively. I think that really is a snug fit with the roster. And despite some hit-or-miss nights, I think that especially over the past 2 months or so, he's been huge, one of the better bench players in the league.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Jackson Lloyd, host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast as a part of the Rise Network, and he's also an NBA writer for the Roll Call Sports Network. Jackson, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody a little bit about the NBA Action with Jackson podcast.
So I run the NBA Action with Jackson podcast at NBA Action Pod on Twitter. Try and get weekly episodes out there. It's been difficult with school and work and marriage and all that. But, again, those are long-form NBA episodes, typically 1 to 2 hours in length of late. And then on Twitter, I'm at Jackson Lloyd NBA.
Awesome. And then also you're an NBA writer for Roll Call Sports Network. So just tell everybody what you do with Roll Call.
Trying to get into writing more on occasion. or release a piece if I got some content that I want to discuss and dissect. Hopefully, in the near future, I'm writing more and more on a more weekly and even pattern, but for the time being, it's just kind of periodic.
Solid, solid. Before I let you go, I just want to ask you about Minneapolis, not just Minneapolis, but really Minnesota in particular. I know in the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings are pretty big, and then there's the Minnesota Twins in Major League Baseball. I know Minnesota is a breeding ground for hockey, home to the NHL's Minnesota Wild. But with the recent resurgence of the T-Wolves, what's the fan base like? Is the fan base kind of equal with Vikings, T-Wolves, Twins in the Wild, or is it kind of more towards the Timberwolves? How is the fan base work in the Twin Cities?
So I would say that it's definitely a hockey town, and then that the Vikings are the cream of the crop, where everyone's following the Vikings. However, I do think that people will pay for and pay attention to a winning team, and I think we've seen that along as the season's gone along. Just the energy around Target Center, even on the broadcast of games, you can feel it. Just the more energetic and frantic crowds. D-Lo's actually said himself, like, we need to be loud as a fan base and just bring an energy and kind of dynamic to the game. Leave your imprint, have a home court advantage, again, to be cliche. But, again, not known for basketball fandom. Everybody knows the checkered history of the franchise. Garnett left, and even a few years before that, obviously a horrid playoff drought, but I think brighter days are ahead. They got a young core they can lean on, and I do think that once people see what they are on the court, they see the product, just how not only good they are, but how fun they are to watch, I think that people will definitely tune in, and basketball can be more prominent on the scene.
Awesome, awesome. And again, one more time, Jackson, tell everybody where they can find you on social media. NBA Action with Jackson, Roll Call, and any other social media tags or any websites you want to let the audience know, let them know that as well.
On Twitter, it's at Jackson Lloyd NBA, and then the NBA Action with Jackson podcast is at NBA Action Pod. I am very frequent on Twitter, always tweeting, monitoring, and watching the NBA every single night, so you guys can find my work there.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Jackson Lloyd. He is the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast. It's a part of Rise Network and also NBA writer for Roll Call Sports Network. So check out his stuff. Check out the podcast, amongst other things. Jackson, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Thank you so much, and for sure, just let me know. I love coming on.
You got it. You got it. We'll be back with more right after this.
Dirk was 1 for 12 at halftime of that game. For three, Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards for three. Good. Edwards against Kleba. And he'll rise in fire for three. And it's another one good for Anthony Edwards. He's made back to good hand by the White Powell. And the drive by Carl Anthony Towns. Punched it away. Deflected pass is caught by Towns. And a layup inside for Carl Anthony Towns. Towns just went 2-for-2 at the line. Mavericks were up 16. Towns made it a 14-point game. Beverly way upstairs. Towns also upstairs to follow it home. Towns driving, driving hard, and scoring to make it a 3-point game.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Finally, the lake house all to myself. Peace and quiet. Whoa, would you look at that? Looks like Gary got a Skag Patriot zero-turn mower. There's no mistaking that cat's eye gold color. Tough tubular steel frame, an unmatched quality of cut, comfy thick cushioned seat, powerful engine. Whoa, 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 whoa!
The moment you know, you want a Skag. Visit Skag.com to find out why Skag mowers are simply the best.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a Street King. Yeah.
Since that fat tax check is coming soon, get some custom wheels on your ride today. Street King will give you 90 days same as cash. Just pay them off when your tax check comes. Choose from the huge in-store selection of 24-inch wheels as low as $12.99. 22s as low as $9.99. Or rent or own your wheels from as low as $29 per week. No credit check. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a Street King.
Finally. The lake house all to myself. Peace and quiet. Whoa, would you look at that? Looks like Gary got a Skag Patriot zero-turn mower. There's no mistaking that cat's eye gold color. Tough tubular steel frame, an unmatched quality of cut, comfy thick cushioned seat, powerful engine. Whoa, 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 whoa!
The moment you know, you want a Skag. Visit Skag.com to find out why Skag mowers are simply the best.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, T-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. We could talk about our soft fabrics, or how we donate one item for every item you buy. But we think our customers said it best, so we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair from my son and didn't want to give them back.
Give an item when you buy an item, and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/comfy. That's BOMBAS.com/comfy.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Can't find a playlist for your unique taste? With two different mobile apps, TD Ameritrade makes sure that doesn't happen when you invest. Check out TD Ameritrade Mobile and thinkorswim Mobile to find the app that's right for you. Member SIPC. Can't find a playlist for your unique taste? With two different mobile apps, TD Ameritrade makes sure that doesn't happen when you invest. Check out TD Ameritrade Mobile and thinkorswim Mobile to find the app that's right for you. Member SIPC.
I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Jackson Lloyd. Jackson is the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast for the Rise Network and an NBA writer for Roll Call Sports. It was great having him on talking about the latest happenings with the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns, and amongst the other players playing for the T-Wolves. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.